Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. This year, many areas of the Lower Peninsula saw a cooler and wetter summer than usual. Some farmers are racing the clock to harvest corn and soybeans and plant winter wheat. Current State's Kevin Lavery hitched a ride on one young Jackson County farmer's combine for a spin through the soybean fields.
My name is Zach Rapley, and we are just east of Parma, and we are harvesting beans. We have 800 acres of beans and 1,000 acres of corn. We've seen some white mold in the soybeans. We've got a lot of wet corn yet, but we've got a lot of bushels of corn and a lot of bushels of beans. Things are doing really well. There's always ups and downs to the ups, and there's always ups and downs to the downs. So.
Well, we're standing outside your enormous combine. Should we go take a spin?
Yep, let's go. This is our combine. We've actually only had this one for a week. This has got all of our auto steer and mapping on it.
Zach, you're a pretty young guy. Do you run this farm by yourself?
Yep. I got started. My grandpa got me started growing pumpkins when I was 8. And I did that for about 4 years, and I started grain farming. His property. I bought a few pieces of equipment, and my dad helps me a lot with my book work, but that's about it. He got out of farming in 85, and he's all done. He doesn't want to do much anymore as far as the farming goes. He'll come out and help out, but as far as sitting in a tractor all day or something like that, he's not into that.
But you caught the bug somehow.
Somehow, yep. My grandpa farmed, and my dad farmed, and my uncles did, and I kind of wanted to do it, and kind of went away from my grandpa's deal and started my own farm. So here I am today, 21, and working 1,800 acres.
I'm sitting in a combine here with Zach Rapley, and he is harvesting soybeans. This combine's getting pretty full, Zach, so you've got to unload pretty soon.
Yep, we just got the buzzer that the grain tank is full, and the grain cart operator is not here right now. He's bringing a semi over, so we're going to go ahead and pull out of the field and dump ourselves into the cart. Normally we dump as we go, so we don't have to stop.
So again, you knew the grain bin was full because that obnoxious beeping told you so.
Yep, that beeping. We learned to live with it. It's obnoxious at first, but we hear it a lot, especially on a year like this year when you have a lot of crop to run.
21st century farming.
Yep.
The semi-truck that Zach called for earlier has just arrived. What are your goals for this harvest, in terms of your bottom line, and what goals do you have for your career as a farmer?
Well, as far as 2014 goes, I'm really hoping to be done with corn harvest by the 15th of December. We're hoping for at least a 185 bushel to the acre average on corn. I think we'll have it. We've got some irrigated corn. We've got some pretty good dry land corn. And as far as my operation goes within the next 10 years, I'm just going to keep expanding and picking up farmland, be competitive in what I do, and in 10 years I think I'll be a lot bigger than what I am today, is what I'm hoping.
There's something else, Zach, your grandpa didn't have, was the stereo system in the combine.
Yep. It's a bad day when the XM isn't working.
Zach Rapley farms 1,800 acres of corn and soybeans near Horton, Michigan, and we've been riding around in his combine harvesting soybeans. Zach, thanks.
Hey, anytime. I had fun.
This combine's pretty sweet. It's a lot nicer than my car.
They're pretty expensive. They should be nicer than just a car.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.